Hello at Marketing for Changemakers, the podcast for all social entrepreneurs who want to learn how to become successful in marketing and at the same time be transparent, honest and sustainable. You want to have an impact and change the world with your business? Everyone should learn about your project. With Marketing for Changemakers, I will support you in all these questions. I will provide you with a lot of tips, insights and ideas and show you how to create a successful marketing strategy that fits your sustainable business. My name is Zina and I'm happy that you will listen to my podcast. Thank you so much. Hello, Satgirta. I'm so happy that you're here in my podcast episode today and then we will talk a little bit about how to overcome the fear of being seen online, of reaching out with your business and with your project to the world. And so maybe in the beginning, you can share a little bit of information about you, about your personal background, what you do business-wise. It would be great to get more information.
Well, thank you, Sina, to be on your show. I'm really happy to be here. And also the way you found me was online. So it's we haven't met before. To go back to my background, I'm a business yoga teacher. I'm a Kundalini yoga teacher, and within the Kundalini yoga, we really come back to our core, and actually that's all that's important. So when you can be yourself, you become like this magnet where all the marketeers talk about, you know, you should have like a magnet product so people can come to you. But if you are just you, people will come to you, the right ones who will resonate with your kind of your tone of voice, the things you do. And for me, when I started, I was working at ING Bank and I was just behind a computer all day and working very hard and have a like normal corporate life, you can say so. And only my body wasn't really happy with it because I got like this computer disease and I couldn't work as much as I wanted to, and it was really hurting and I couldn't carry my bag and I couldn't carry things, and well, there were a lot of things that I couldn't do, and I really felt like I'm too young to go through life without being happy and healthy. So then I just kind of was surprised by it, but I heard like a voice and it said inside of me, it told me to be a yoga teacher, because if I would do the yoga every day, this was my I thought like, okay, if I do it every day, then it will really help me. So I found a Kundalini yoga teacher training, which was just one Saturday and a weekend in the month, and I thought like Kundalini, it sounds nice. I didn't know what it was, I'd never done it before, but it sounded good, so I felt like okay. So I did write an email and said, okay, I want to join this training. And my teacher says, okay, let's come and practice and see if it really fits. And well, so from that moment, when I started, my head said no, because I saw like a big turban and a big smile when like, she opened the door. And if you see me, I also wear my turban. And I was like, oh, I really was kind of scared by it because it looks so different from what I was been grown up to, because I was born in the north of Netherlands and there's like just be normal and you're okay. If you do anything different, then people will look at you. And but my heart really said yes. And that moment when I went back from that first meeting, I decided to follow my heart instead of my head. And my head was like, you're going to be crazy, maybe this is a sect or whatever, you don't know it. And I was like, I had a lot of fears coming up, but I felt like, no, if I really want to cure myself, the thing I need to do is listen to my heart and just say hi to the thoughts of fear, but not let them drive me. So and then my first students, they were my colleagues. And one day it was raining really, really hard. And we were like, okay, you know, we can do the yoga session here at work. We don't need to go to the studio. So we just moved the chairs a bit away and We just sat on the floor and we did a short yoga set. And we were finished just before the cleaner came. And we went home totally different than all the other days before, because we had made a connection with ourselves, a connection with our body. And that we just could really like literally stop the day, close the day, and be ready for the evening. So that was like the seed that was planted in me in already 2005. So it's already a long time ago, since I've been like having this mission to bring relaxation and bringing awareness and consciousness into the business world. Because when you have this consciousness, when you are conscious and when you are connected to your body, and you're not only a head going to work and relax when you go back home, because that will break you one day. So if you can be yourself without a mask and you can shine your light and you can do what you say you can do, then there's no need to burn out yourself. Then you can be very, very productive, and you can your results will be so much better because you do what you love and you'll have so much more energy to do it. So it's a long answer.
Yeah, I can totally relate to what you said, because it's also something that I experienced on my way from being an employee, working in a corporate environment, finding like my own path I want to like follow in life, starting my own business, and also like the emotions and the feelings you just shared, I also had those inside myself. So you basically said that it's important to follow your heart and not always listen to your head, and have a look inside yourself to see what you really want in life, what your mission is. So do you think it's also related to the fact that like a lot of entrepreneurs have like this fear of being seen online, of reaching out to the world with their business? Is it related to that as well, that they are too much in their head and not in their heart? Or is it also that some of them maybe are not like, didn't find their own mission yet, and they
Maybe for myself, when I really like stand for what I feel I need to do, and there's no doubt within me that's my mission, and that's what I as a spirit come here to do on this world, then there's no I, you know, then there's just me, that the energy wants to flow through, the words flow through me. Everything can be like, I'm just a pillar, and I'm just straight, like the message goes through me.
Yeah.
And if you feel that, then there's no fear, because then it's just, you know, you're like, oh, I'm doing this. Oh, okay. This is probably what I should do.
Yeah. Yeah. I know this feeling. I have it a lot of times, a couple of times. So, and it's an amazing feeling. It's full of energy, full of motivation. You have a feeling that you can reach anything you want to reach. But for me, sometimes I struggle with, like, I have those feeling and I think, okay, nothing can stop me now and I will rock it. And I don't have any fears anymore. But then, I don't know, a couple of days later, maybe not a very good day, and I kind of lost this feeling.
Yes.
It's coming back.
Yes.
So how can I serve this feeling? How can I like go back into it and maybe overcome those bad days?
Right. Because, you know, these bad days, they will come. So you need a commitment with yourself. A daily practice. You know, if you wake up, you have to say, this is going to be the best day of my life. You know, like that. If you surround yourself also with people that bring the best out of you, and if you are going to be the best friend of yourself, because the only one who is in your way, to really, really be honest, it's only you. No one else is in your way. It's just you with your fears and your limited thoughts and all the, like, you know, the people you surround yourself, the food you eat, you all do it yourself. You choose it. But sometimes something bigger around you, like the fear, is bigger than you. So you don't wanna light, and you don't wanna be in this light, because you know, maybe people will say, "Oh, I don't like this," and that hurts, because that hurts like from your childhood, and you don't wanna go there. But if you don't go there, you shut down and you close up. So every time, you know, if you are just a lighthouse, you can, you know, these thoughts and these comments, they will come, and you will say thank you, and you say okay, and you go on. So in my book, there's like a 9-minute meditation, and that helps you to go beyond all your limited beliefs, and you do 3 exercises of each 3 minutes. And if you do that one each morning, you really feel you can rock the world, and you just do it. There's nothing that's going to stop you. And because there are like 9 kriyas in it, 9 exercises of each 3 minutes. So you are going to do 3 exercises of 3 minutes, and they really are powerful, because they connect you to you, and they help you to choose your path, or they help you to overcome your limited thoughts, or they help you to come and connect more to yourself. And if the more you're connected to yourself, the more you can shine your light. And one other thing I think many people do is they listen more to the things that don't go right, and they focus their attention to it so much, then that becomes big, and they don't see the things that do go right, the lights. And if you focus on the things, yeah, only the small ones, you know, if focus on the light, and the more light you become, you get on that. Also, if you know, maybe people have not enough clients, so it's already like, you know, if you say, "I have not enough clients," say, "I have some clients and I would like to have more." You know, the words we use, it's all connected to everything. Only have one client, you know, you are blessed. And if you have, you know, you can give everything you have to that one. And then from there on, you will work on bigger and bigger and bigger. Everyone started out small.
Yeah.
So we have to find our fans. We have to look on the ones who shine our lights. We have to find our own tribe. And if you find that one, you know, together you grow.
Yeah.
But don't focus on the darkness. Focus on the light. Focus on that what gives you energy. Focus on that what makes you smile. It's very simple.
Yeah, it's. I think like a lot of people, and me included, I'm not free from it. Sometimes we just tend to focus, as you just said, on the negative point. For example, you make a Facebook post and you get, I don't know, 90 positive comments, and there's just one negative comment, and then you feel bad because of this one negative comment.
Yes.
And so you really have to change the way you think and the way you look at things. And I don't know who shared this story with me or this image, it's a couple of weeks ago, but someone told me, just imagine you have like a piece of paper, white paper, and there's one dark spot on it. A lot of people, they're just looking at this dark spot and they say, "Oh, this piece of paper I can use, there's a dark spot." But like, you have the whole paper around this spot you can use to create something great, to create something beautiful,
right,
and forget about this dark spot.
Yes.
For me, that was like, I thought that's a very good image that I can use for myself if I fall back into like negative thinking, to remember myself there's so much bright and white area around this dark spot that I can use and forget about.
Yes. So last year I organized a yoga festival, Kundalini Yoga Festival in the Netherlands, and this year we'll do it again. And the theme of this year is going to be the lighthouse. So as a lighthouse, you know, you are steady within yourself, but you shine your light, you know, and you find the people that are looking for that, what you have to share, they will find you. If you just shine your light, you know, I think marketing is just spreading your message and your message, not but my message. I have to share my message my way. It's the only way I can do it. You do it your way, and everyone does it their own way. And if you the more authentic you can do it. And that's why you need to go inside, and you need to be motivated from the inside out. You know, you need to connect to something which is bigger than you, that you feel like, I don't know, I cannot imagine me doing this, but I'm doing it, and it just wants to flow through me. And if you can find something like that, and it feels like it's big, but it's not, it doesn't need to be so big. But if you have just, you know, you have to try to take out your ego, because the ego,
it holds you back.
You know, it's nice, but you want to be in the driver's seat, not your ego. So you say, hi, ego, you can sit in the back and let's go together.
Yeah.
But, you know, if the ego is only there, then you will face many like strugglings, or it will go the wrong way. And it's like, ah, oh, let's make a detour. It looks nice there, you know. Try to.
So focus on shining your light. That's so
yes.
A couple of days ago, I had like a very, very positive day, because I had a very, very good and motivational business meeting. And I left this meeting afterwards, and I was like full of positive energy, and was like, I was so happy, was smiling all the time, was walking down the street, and I could really feel that I'm kind of glowing. And I really saw how people react to it. Like, people smiled at me, and I was like more interactive with people on the street all of a sudden. And so in this moment, I thought, okay, there's really something behind it. Like, if you feel you're aligned with your path right now, you're shining your light, people react to it and people like it. And so you can easily bond with other people. It was like a very, very beautiful experience.
Yes, yes. And then, you know, then it's not fear. Then there's no fear.
Exactly. There was absolutely no fear. No.
No, because, you know, people smile at you, and then, you know, because, and also you can, it's like love, you know, you share the love, then you shine and everything just comes out. But when you're fearful, you also, your body, you know, you start wearing dark clothes. You start wearing more inside, go inside. But if you can open your heart, if you can just move your hands and just, you know, make your aura bigger, and because that's, you know, it really has an effect on that. So yeah, try to live open, with an open heart. Actually, that's, and also mainly regarding yourself, you know, because the voices we have within ourselves, they can be so destructive. We can really, really kill ourselves in a way. And we don't need to. It's our birthright to be happy. It's our birthright to shine our light, because it took, when I heard this for the first time, I was really shocked. But from the yoga point of view, it took us 8.4 million incarnations to receive this human experience.
Oh, wow. Never heard that number. That's really a lot.
No, but if you realize that, you know, to be a human, to have this experience, it's a blessing. And we, you know, everyone, we believe that, you know, everyone comes here with a mission to learn something, either from their parents, or, you know, or share something in the world, or do something great. And great can be small great or big great, you know, everyone. But we are here to shine our light and to listen to what's going on inside and what is our mission. And that if we can align with our mission, then everything just, the path opens. And it will bring us exactly there. And where you, and also where you are right now, right here, is exactly where you should be. If you can live like that, if you can really believe that whatever has been in your life, whether it's hard, whether it's great, whether it's, you know, it doesn't matter. Where you are right now is exactly where you need to be.
Yeah.
You just need to go the next step.
And you don't have anything else right now. I mean, you are where you are right now, and it does help you to think about what could be in the future, or what chances did I miss in the past.
Yes.
It's either gone or it didn't happen yet. So you have a moment right now, and so make the best the moment. Thanks.
Right.
This
yes,
is also and like feel- an important lesson that I learned, because I also tended to maybe think about the future or be still in the past, and then in the moment and the like the now is the only thing we have.
The now. And what is your next step? That's the span, you know. What is your next step? And then what's the next step? Every time, you know, if you can walk consciously, then every step is like a conscious step.
Yeah.
And if you took a non-conscious step in between, then you can go back and say, okay, all right, you just made a little detour and go back to, you know, you can always go back.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Maybe, you know, we need to learn, and it's a learning experience we have here, and it's a joy to be here. And if you can feel that joy within yourself and within your mission and within your business, then people will come to you. Mm. You know, people always like light. They come to the light. They don't like the darkness. There's no space and there's enough darkness. So I think also the people you reach, they're people that want to make the world better. They want to improve lives of others, and they want to have like equality, just a nice life for themselves and for others. And it all starts. This is what my give yourself the highest priority and fill your cup first. If your cup is filled, you can spread your love, your money, everything. But if you're empty, it feels like you first need to take more. So fill yourself and really, really care for yourself. Put that on like number one.
Yeah.
So you can care for everyone.
I think this is not easy for a lot of people, because a lot of people maybe have the mindset, okay, if I do this, it's selfish. So I'm selfish. I can't put myself first. I have to put others first.
Yeah.
And yeah, but as you just said, if your cup is empty, how will you help others with an empty cup?
Yes. Just and you'll make yourself even more empty. So really, really, I've been doing this. So I really was like at the bottom, and I was like, I have to change my whole thinking. And now I'm going to fill myself first before I'm able to give. So yeah, we learn through experience.
Mm.
But we also, yeah, we come from a system, and we come from, you know, our culture, and we take all this with us, not just from our parents, also from our grandparents and from there before. So we have to break these bonds, and there are beautiful meditations and exercises you can do so you can really break free from that. And this is the time that, like, it's a transforming time. We don't need to do exactly what our parents did. We can choose our own way, and we can be the light. And there are so many people that already are waking up and getting into their own power. So if you join them, you know, always find your role model and just copy them and see what's in there. And just, you know, step by step, change your habits one by one. Not say, okay, I'm not going to do that anymore. No, say, I want this. If you change your mindset, and instead of saying no, you say, this is what I really want, then that can grow within you. And then when it's grown, you know, you give light on it, and then the dark spots, they're not that dark anymore.
That's right.
So just, I think, I really feel that the more light you have within you and around you, that's really, that will shine your, help you shine yourself, and also the fears won't have any space anymore, because, you know, there's just light, and light will attract light.
Yeah.
So that's I didn't prepare, but that's what came to me right now.
You said earlier that it's very important to make a commitment with yourself, or like to start the day in a proper way. Can you maybe share some like practical things you, for example, do? How do you start your day, or how, when you have a bad day, like what do you do? Do you have like what kind of maybe yoga you do, or what kind of tasks you do, or something that helps you to overcome it, or to like get in your power to start the day right?
Right. Well, the thing I do every day to cut off the fear is to wake up in the early morning. And early morning is like between 3 and 4.
Oh, wow.
Sometimes very early morning. Right. And then I just walk to the bathroom and I turn on the cold shower and I go underneath the cold shower. And I know this sounds crazy, but cold shower, it's really good for the body, but it's also, you know, because the mind will say, ah, it's better to turn on the warm one because it's nicer. But if you train yourself to bear this cold water on your body everywhere.
Oh, I'm getting cold right now when you talk about
it. I can imagine, but it's the best way to overcome your fear. And your body will say, it will start working because your cells get like so cold. So the body will automatically go and move and all the cells will renew itself. So that's the first thing I do. And then I do my prayers and I do yoga and I sing mantras. So that's like my morning. So I'm quiet and nice. And then the kids wake up and I'm going to bring them to school. But sometimes, you know, I just go back into like this. Ah, mama. But it's okay because I know that I gave some of my time to the universe to renew myself and to just relax and to focus. And also, like in my book, I describe many, many exercises. And the best one to do is just to stop and close your eyes and connect to your breath. If you do that every 31 minutes, if you can breathe 3 times consciously, deep from the belly, you bring yourself back to your body every time. So you just do put your alarm 31 minutes. And then, you know, when it's, you just breathe 3 times and it will bring you back to yourself. It will take you out of your thoughts that can bring you wherever they sometimes go, back to the focus. All right. What was I doing? Where did I go? And where do I want to go right now? Because sometimes when we don't stop, we're in a train. But we don't know where this train is going. And if you don't stop, you might end up, I don't know where, but somewhere that you didn't want to go. But if you stop, you can see, oh, this is the train going towards Amsterdam. But I didn't want to go to Amsterdam. I wanted to go to Berlin. So then you can switch trains.
Yes.
That's why, you know, I think the first thing, the best thing to do is stop. And if you do it consciously, and also, another thing that it's really powerful to do and also easy in a way is to record your own talks. What do you say? If you record yourself for a day and you listen to it afterwards, it's confronting. But it's also really helpful because then you can say, oh, then you can look at yourself, what's going out, because what comes out is like what's living inside of you. And if you know what's going out, you can, you like it or you don't like it, you can change what's going in.
Yeah, it happens so fast that, for example, you work on your laptop or you do something and you make a mistake and you say, oh, I'm such an idiot. And the way you talk to yourself is not very nice very often, but you don't realize it because it's kind of a habit. You do it for so many years.
Yes.
You don't feel like it's bad because it feels kind of normal, but it's not good for your mind and for your
no body. No, but if you listen to that, if you hear yourself say 10 times, oh, I'm an idiot, then you're like, oh, I don't want to say this to myself, and then you can change it. But if you're not aware of it, if you're not conscious about it, you'll not change it because you'll just, you know, it will be your automatic pilot that's going on. And we have many, many of these pilots and talks and stories within our mind. And just one triggers the other and then you're gone again, you know. So that's why you need to stop and breathe. I think if you connect to your breath and make it long and deep, if you can do that, and if you can close your eyes and focus them on the third eye point, which is in between your brows, and just, you know, really feel and see what's the unseen, If you can start with that, that's like the start of meditation.
Yeah.
And if you can integrate that into your life, it really matters. And besides that, if you learn to stretch your body every day, because you know, the body, it won't stretch itself. You need to do it yourself. The body won't get up and say, oh, let's run. No, the body likes to lay down and like watch, relax. Yeah. But if you just stretch out and work out your body, you know, make yourself sweat every day. You can just stand and run on the place and just for 5 minutes or something, and or until you feel like I cannot do this anymore. But make yourself sweat so all the detoxes can go out of your body. Because, you know, we wash our body and we wash our clothes, but we don't wash our mind and we don't stretch our body like that. So we need to do that consciously. And we need to do that every day. Like brushing our teeth. It's like, if you can see it like that, you can compare it, you know, and you know why you're doing it. It's not that hard.
Yeah. Just, so building up mindfulness and conscious habits. Of course, in the beginning, it might be a little bit hard, but after a while, I think what you normally say, after 90 days or 60 days, like you create.
40, yeah. Usually you have to do one thing for 40 days. Then your body will, that's the time you need to create a new habit. And if you do for 90 days, it's more integrated. If you do 120 days, and if you really, really want to master it, you have to do it 3 years or 1,000 days.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. But if you just do one thing, you know, you become a master in one thing. It's beautiful, yeah. Right?
Sure. Of course. And it's also easier maybe to start with one thing, master it, and then do the second one and not overwhelm yourself. Because I also
do one thing and do it every day. Commit to that and feel what the changes are. Also write down, you know, it's very good to make people a journal, because once you are done after 40 or 20 days, you might get like, this is not doing anything, it's not changing anything, and you know, then you stop. But if you can look back, it was really nice, you know, if you can read that, and you can commit yourself again to it and keep it up. And if you miss one day, you have to start all over again to count your 40 days. You cannot say, I missed one day, but it's okay. It's really try to, you know, be committed to yourself and be honest to yourself as well. So
that's true. So you mentioned a couple of times your book, and also in the talk we had before the podcast episode, the interview, you mentioned that you're writing another book right now. So you want to maybe share some information on your books?
Yes. Well, I wrote the book. It's called Bye Bye Stress in 9 Minutes or Less. And that's really like a workbook. It's like a cookbook. So if you have like, yeah, I shared a little bit. If you realize that you have like this imagined disabilities, you feel like I cannot do this, or you feel like I'm so stressed, then you take the book and you follow the sequences and you just do it. It's like written like an agenda. So first you give yourself a hand, and then you greet yourself, and it's every step you need to do, it's written there. So everyone, you don't need prior experience with yoga or Kundalini yoga, or you don't need any of that. Just follow it and you will see what it does for you. I also have like a contract with yourself. So you sign the contract first. So you're going to commit yourself to do this for 40 days. Just one, you really take the time. So you do it. Because you know, we talk a lot and there's so many information out there. But we need to experience it and we need to do the exercises. So this book is really how to do it. And my new book, which I'm writing right now, it's called Living Your Truth, How That Is Going to Make the Rest of Your Life the Best of Your Life. That's more going to be a book more written for like the CEOs and the people that really want to make a change, and they maybe feel like, yeah, this is what I want, but they're not sure that they can live their truth, because living your truth is being naked.
Yeah.
And that's scary for many people, but it's the only way. So I want to, in that book, I kind of bring them and tell them why they can do it and give them the confidence that it's okay to be naked, to show who you are and to show your light. And that is really the only way to to live your life. So that's
very interesting. And I think it fits the topic we were talking about today and also the topic that I cover with my podcast very well. So do you already know when you will publish it?
Well, it's going to be published this year. Yeah. So far I have this in my mind. It needs to be put on paper, but I have a whole team of people helping me with that. So it's really nice.
Very curious about the results. So once it's published, I think we should do a second episode and then about this book.
I think we can do 10 more episodes. Yes, and also I work with many like the CEOs, and I help them, because if they are able to shine their light and if they are able to be in their core, then the people they work with, they allow them to shine their light. And if then everyone is going to be like a little lighthouse, and then the organization really works well. Because many people come to me and they say, you know, my people don't do what I want. I ask them and I tell them, do this, 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 and this, and they don't do it. And then I say, okay, but you know, you can see how you would do it because you gave them the guidelines. But now if you would be able to stay in your position, if you're like the pilot of your plane, just be the pilot. Yeah, and let all the other people be and do their own job, because usually many people, they want to be like the pilot, but also like the one in the tower, and they want to have like all of the things. But you have to just be in your own role and see and trust that they will do what they need. And if they don't, let them come to you, but not. You should not tell them what to do, or, you know, just if you give them the light, if you can be the light so they can also share the light, and if you trust yourself and if you can give that trust to your people, then magic will happen. Because and then people will feel heard. They will feel so felt, like they really add value to their job, and they will shine. And you know, because many people, they see that people, the ones they hired, they have so much more capacity, but it's not coming out. And they're like, how come? Why isn't it coming out? I can see they can do it, but they're not doing it. And the only thing that I always tell them, if you just back up and if you give them the trust, they will do it.
Yeah.
But you need to trust yourself. You need to trust them. That's all, you know, you give them their stage, give them, you know, just give them something they can make beautiful, and they will.
Amazing work that you do.
Yes, I really also feel very blessed that I'm able to do this.
What I always like to do at the end is giving one concrete task that the audience or the listener can implement directly after they listen to this episode. Do you have anything they can do right now, like a practical step, something to adapt?
Yeah. All right. I want them to close their eyes right now. Maybe you do it. We'll all do it. Let's close our eyes and inhale deep. Exhale. And inhale again and make your spine long and straight. Exhale. And what is the one thing you want to take away from this episode? Because I gave many tips, I told a lot of stories, but what is the one thing you take away and you implement within your life from now on? Just answer that question. It's for you, and do it, because you can do it, and you really owe it to yourself to do that, because this comes from within, this comes from the heart, this comes from the soul, and this is your truth. So yeah, this is your step, first step to living your truth. And whenever you feel you ready to open your eyes, you open your eyes. If you feel it's nice to sit with the eyes closed, you can stay like that. But I always have like going to close the eyes, or I don't want to open them again.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing this. And thank you so much for being part of my episode today and being my guest and talking to me about this topic, this very important topic. I really appreciate it. I learned a lot. It was so much fun for me. And thank you. If you have any final words, feel free to share them.
Well, I just feel that don't look up to me. We all are lighthouses. We are all living our truth. So really find your steps to live your truth, and you can do it. And happiness is your birthright, and you owe it to yourself to be you. So don't let anything distract you from doing your thing, because you're doing exactly what you should do. So that's my pep talk. But I really feel like, so beautiful. If everyone shines their light, then together we can make the world lighter. And I think many of your listeners, many of your people you work with, we all want this world to be lighter, to be brighter, to be nicer, a nicer place to live in. And if we surround ourselves with people like you, me, and so many others, we can share this light. So thank you very much for everything. And thank you. Sat Nam, this is my last word. Maybe I should explain it. Sat means truth, and Nam is Nam, or identity. And you can, every inhale, you can think Sat. Every exhale, you can think Nam. And through these sounds, this mantra, you say, truth is my identity. So that's the final word.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing it. Thank you.
That now. Thank you.